back here at Floor Field at the West End. Tom Ebert will come in and pitch for the Greenville Drive. Pull up his statistics for you in just a moment. Ebert, who has pitched in behind of starting pitcher Drake Britton throughout this season, has taken a number of wins away from Ebert because he's been the lucky one to enter in situations after Britton has thrown well. From Fargo, North Dakota, Florida International University, he's 8-1 with a 2.98 earned run average, 13th game, but he does pitch for a lot of innings, 13 game with 54 and a third, 47 strikeouts and 18 walks for the right-hander. Swing and a miss, and it goes to 0-1 on Ryan Hamme. He's 6'6", 245, and evidenced by that record, you know, if Drake Britton throws four strong innings like he did today, typically they'll have the lead. He does not today. Nothing, top five. Pitches outside, and it goes to 1-1. So he comes in the ballgame, and he pitches well, evidenced by his 2.98 earned run average, and then he'll pick up the win. Here's the 1-1 pitch taken outside, and it goes to 2-1 to Ryan Hamme. Hamme leads things off of the Kannapolis Intimidators, followed by Miguel Gonzalez and Juan Solverio, 7-8-9. 2-1 pitch fouled back into the left, and it goes to 2-2. So a very good winning percentage for Ebert, who is extremely tough on left-handed hitters, hitting at just 169 against him this year. Righty's hitting 279. Here's a 2-2 pitch to the left. He swung on, taking right back through the middle of base hit. Ebert tried to flail his glove at it behind his back and try and stab it, but Ryan Hamme, an important leadoff batter for the Intimidators to reach in front of Miguel Gonzalez. And there's nobody out here in the top half of the fifth inning. Something I want to talk about today, as news broke earlier today about Reggie Bush having to give back his Heisman Trophy. And there's been a number of things over the recent times kind of in the similar light. First pitch showing bunt, bunts it down the right-hand side. A great bunt from Miguel Gonzalez. Fielding it at first is McGinnis, and it is barely in time. Covering first base is Vladimir Frias. Almost a bunt single for Miguel Gonzalez. It is a sacrifice that goes 3-4. Now there's one down here in the fifth inning. But you look at notable athletes that have had to give back or had something taken from them. The latest is obviously Reggie Bush with his Heisman Trophy, which I don't feel is the right decision. You had Marion Jones' teammates who had their gold medals or their bronze medals stripped from them from the 2000 Olympics, which they just got back from appeal. First pitch here to Juan Solverio. Rolled foul left-hand side, and it goes to 0-1. Great play by Ernie Young, making the catch. Couple of cheers for EY. Runner on second is Hamme with one down. You have wins vacated with USC, and you had some Tour de France winners taken away with Floyd Landis. Didn't get to keep his crown. 0-1 pitch, swung on, rolled to the left-hand side, play on the backhand by Gibson. He steps and throws to first base. It is low, but it's dug out by McGinnis. Runner goes to third, and there's two down. But, you know, at this point, unless something was inherently done wrong in the field of play, obviously Floyd Landis cheated, Marion Jones cheated, but Reggie Bush, you know, didn't do anything on the field of play. Once he got between the lines, Bush was on even playing from everybody else. And it's just sad to see, especially in the situations like Floyd Landis, person came up in second place, Oscar Farrar. First pitch swung on, taking a left-hand side towards the gap, ranging over there is Wilkerson. He's not going to be able to get there. A run scores, going into second base is Daniel Wagner. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Kannapolis Intimidators. Off the new pitcher, Ebert. And the one thing that kind of stuck in my mind was Oscar Farrar saying, you know, it's great to have the title, but I didn't get my moment, much like the person that came in second place of the Heisman Trophy didn't get to give his speech. The winners of those medals that were taken away from the United States Sprinters with Marion Jones did not get to hear their anthem. You know, you can give yourself a championship, but you don't get that moment. You don't get that time in the spotlight to bask in your glory, to hear your national anthem, to give your Heisman Trophy winning speech. First pitch So Saladino's taken downstairs, and it's 1-0. And that, and it's, I think that is the worst thing. You know, you can give me my medal, but I don't get cheers from thousands of people in that feeling at the time. 1-0 pitch to Saladino is taken downstairs and goes to 2-0 with Daniel Wagner on at second base. An RBI double for him, and the Intimidators have broken through. So that was just something I was thinking about today when I saw that Reggie Bush had to give back his Heisman Trophy. You know, you think, what about the guy in second? 2-0 pitch. He's taken downstairs and goes to 3-0 to Saladino. He's reached twice so far today, a double and a single. Open bag at first, but Kyle Colligan is on deck. Back in the day, Michigan had to give back a lot of their victories. Ohio State gave back their Final Four. Here's the 3-0. Swung on, chopped to the ground to left-hand side. EY, two plays and two chances. Some more cheers for number 45. On the foul ball, so goes to 3-1. You can never give back that moment. Much the same for Ohio State fans. I've always heard, you know, they got to go to the Final Four. They got to win that Elite Eight, and they got that feeling, so you can't take that away from them. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Saladino. Swing and a miss, and it goes to 3-2. Well, you can only do so much to right history, right the wrong, but you can't recreate the moment and give that player back or that team or that person back their glory at the time it occurred. Two down, 3-2 count with Wagner on second, a run in. Ebert kicks and delivers, swing and a miss. Battled back from 3-0 down to get Tyler Saladino swinging. But the Intimidators, they strand a runner, but they get a run. They lead now 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ryan Book back out there, and I'll be back after this on IntimidatorsRadio.com.